Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 22nd, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
And if you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you put your divine wisdom on each and every member of this court, not just this court, every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we know that you are the reason that we're here, to make the right choices for all the people in this county. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those families that have loved ones away, that's fighting wars for our democracy. Lord, we ask all these blessings in your darling son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge of our great nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We're going to begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. We'll begin with item A under Sheriff's Department, which is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Jeffrey D. Terrio, Chief, for 31 years of dedicated service as an Assistant Chief in Corrections for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. And Chief, if you'd come forward. Already out of uniform. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And
you gonna put me on the front page?
One second, Chief.
Chief Terrio, it's my honor to read this resolution. I used to work for you, and when I first started out in the county, and I'll never forget those days out there at the jail when we first opened that place, and a lot of work went on, and I appreciate your friendship and your leadership back then and even up till this day. It's going to be some big shoes to fill. Really appreciate all the hard work that you've given to the Sheriff's Office and your dedication to this county. So without further ado, I'll go ahead and read the resolution. Whereas Jeffrey D. Terrio has devoted 31 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Jeffrey D. Terrio has dedicated his talents and pledged his services and corrections for Jefferson County, during his career with Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, he served in the capacity of a corrections officer, sergeant, lieutenant, and captain in the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Later in his career, he served as the Assistant Chief in Corrections for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Jeffrey D. Terrio has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant commitment and contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Jeffrey D. Terrio is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Jeffrey D. Terrio for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes him well in his retirement. Congratulations.
Does that give me the power to give everybody the rest of the day off? I just got a few things I want to say. Like you said, I've been here for a long time, Brent. And there's a lot of people I've got to thank. Well, Deb and Jamie. Deb remembers the days when we opened that jail and had to buy all the stuff that went in there and everything that went with it. It was a lot of work. Of course, all the sheriffs I've served with, Dick Culberson, Carl Griffith, and now Mitch Woods, they've been really good bosses to me, and they've all promoted me, so that either means I'm really a good worker or a good kiss up, I don't know which, but I really enjoyed it. I really had a good time, and I met a lot of real good people here, and I will be back to visit, and I'm not going to be one of those guys that just fades away. I'll be back to visit with y'all. Brent, you're just right down the road from me, so you know I'll be visiting you.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's at the beach.
Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a lease agreement for an RFP for development proposals for a charter school with former TYC property in Jefferson County with Evolution Academy Charter School. Item C is considering. Yes, ma'am. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an amendment to contract for the rebid for a term contract for automated teller machines installation and operation for Jefferson County. This amendment will add the Jerry Ware Terminal at Jack Brooks Regional Airport as a service location. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number 3 of the contract for a term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County, and this will change the service times for the sub-courthouse, Annex 1 Port Building, and Annex 2 Public Health Department from 5:30 p.m. to 12 midnight to 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 5 for Jefferson County New Health Clinic, Round 1 Disaster Project, funded by the General Land Office through the Hurricane Ike Disaster Grant Program, with N&T Construction for an increase of $8,362.81 for the addition of a grate for the parking lot drainage and addition of a fuse disconnect on line side of meter to meet energy requirements, bringing the total contract amount from $1,987,639.52 up to $1,996,002.33, and it'll increase the contract working days by 5 days, bringing the total contract working days from 337 to 342 days due to inclement weather conditions. And again, that is a project that's funded by Hurricane Ike Round 1 disaster funding. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for road improvements for Jefferson County, for the Jefferson County Transportation Infrastructure Fund with APAC Texas Inc. for an increase of $43,936.63 to increase the amount of hot mix asphalt by 493.67 tons to cover the overrun of quantities for the roads in precinct number 1. Bringing the total contract amount from $1,027,608.37 up to $1,071,545, and it doesn't change the number of contract working days. And that project is funded by the County Energy Transportation Reinvestment Zone funds that we received from the state after the last legislative session to deal with road problems that were realized as a result of increased oil and gas exploration activities and heavy trucks on our roads. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
I have a second, but I have a couple of questions.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Discussion.
I guess one, Don, I go down to G. Did they discover that after the went out for the bids or something? The additional?
The additional amount was mainly what was required for rutting.
Okay.
And you just have no way of estimating until the final quantity comes in, and this brings up to the date the final amount.
Okay. I don't know. You're going to ask on this additional change order number 5 on that new building.
Yeah, basically, we were informed that the fire department, you know, some of these change orders, Judge, I know you were very interested in change orders, but some of them are unforeseen and were just something that needs to be done. The grade on the parking lot was shot previously to plans of construction, and one part of the parking lot would be lower than the other, so that's just a simple fix to make sure we don't flood. But some of it is just something that we couldn't predict. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Catherine Linnell Fontenot for 24 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
No.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under, she's not here, is she?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll miss her. She's been a great employee and was certainly just a gem to have around, particularly in the aftermath of Hurricane Ike when she dealt with all those disaster funding issues and kept all of the paperwork in line. So we'll miss Linnell a lot. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 408-644 through 408-919. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alfred.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is to receive and file executed waterline easement between Jefferson County, Texas and the City of Beaumont. Item B is receive and file an audit report for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3 for the fiscal year 2013-2014. Item C is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Golden Pass Products LLC for trains 2 and 3 of the overall expansion projects being passed pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item D is receive and file annual reports of Jefferson County Commissioners Precinct 1, 2, 3, and 4 pursuant to Section 251.005 of the Texas Transportation Code and file a copy of same with the grand jury. Item E is consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Arthur Flowers for 10 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Precinct 3 Road and Bridge and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. We'll come back to item F. Item G is pursuant to Local Government Code Section 174.106, consider designating the county judge to negotiate with the Deputy Sheriff's Union. Item H is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file a master agreement and AT&T switched Ethernet service pricing schedule between Jefferson County and AT&T Corporation and AT&T ILEC service, respectively, to update MIS Ethernet bandwidth. Do I have a motion on those red items under County Commissioners? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion.
Judge, I want to ask a question. I thought that, and I don't know, I thought you and Brent were the ones doing the negotiation for some reason back some time ago. I thought we set this up.
Mm-hmm. I did them last time, and I was going to start on them this time, but apparently I didn't realize when we first met that we had to designate a bargaining agent. If he wants to be with me, I certainly have no.
I thought we did that.
What's been our practice?
I did it last contract, and Judge Walker did it the contract before that.
Patrick, let's go back. We normally have two members of the court.
I'll welcome another member of the court if they wish to be in the negotiations. I certainly have no.
Judge, I want also on item B, was all the paperwork turned in for us, the budget and audit that was requested? There was some question that they weren't receiving certain audit reports.
Well, this is on ESD3, which is which all came through as appropriate, and they passed everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I read the audit report, so.
Okay.
It was all good.
It was all good, okay.
Yes, sir.
Also, item E, I wanna thank, Robert, where's Robert in here? They have, and don't want a lot of fanfare, but they've done something for South County to just show that they're committed to the community. ExxonMobil LNG has done something already that they don't even want, but it doesn't benefit me or the court, it benefits kids, and I won't say thank you publicly.
Anything further? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. That completes everything except item F under County Commissioners, which is consider filling the vacancy created in County Court at Law Number 2 by the death of Judge Lupe Flores with Mr. Corey Crenshaw, such appointment to become effective June 29, 2015. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Is there any?
We have several individuals that would like to address the court that have submitted their public participation forms.
Well, I want to ask a question, Judge, and my question would be, the last time we had to fill a position, and really I don't think the court can really discuss that much because of the way it's written up. The last time, if my memory serves me correct, we just had it where it was an open position, and that we got an opportunity to talk. But the way it is now, I think it mutes me from even talking. From what I can.
It is a closed in. It's either an up or down vote, and it does not allow for discussion of any other particular candidates to fill that position. And I think you are correct, Commissioner, that the last time that we filled a position, that it did say consider filling a position. But this is what we've got to deal with today, and there's certainly nothing illegal about the way it's worded.
Well, Judge, I just want to say, first of all, that I'm disappointed at the way it's worded. Also, I want to make sure that people understand from this seat, I don't vote against or for a person. I vote what's best for my constituents and for this county. And putting a name in this position, my vote may appear to be against that person. I don't worry about who the person is. I wish it would have been allowed to have dialogue without getting too intense, but I just want to make that clear. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you to the commissioners. First, I want to also make it clear that I'm here to support a minority being appointed to this position and in opposition to anyone else that's not a minority. Contrary to what social media reported, thanks for Angel San Juan, that I'm against Corey Crenshaw. I hardly know the man. The only thing that I'm for is a minority being appointed. And the last time I checked, Corey was not a minority. Now, when I look at the 2010 census and I look at the numbers, I look at Jefferson County, 17%, Hispanic, almost 34%. African American, I look at the city of Beaumont, 13% Hispanic and 47% African American. Then it brings me to the point that, and I want to give you some statistical data about what goes on in the courthouse. When you look at America as a whole, we have about 2.3 million people incarcerated. 1 million of those are African American, and the majority of those are for drug offense. And you look, about 14 million whites and 2.6 million African American is in jail for drug offense. Five times more whites are using drugs than African Americans. Yet African Americans are sent to prisons
for drug offense 10 times the rate of white. African American represent 12% of the total population of drug use, yet 38% of those arrested for drug offense and 59% of those in state prison for drug offense are African American. African Americans serve much more time about that for a simple drug offense than whites that serve only 60% of the time for violent crime. My point is this, when you look at the people that's being processed through the criminal justice system, the majority of them are minorities. Yet when I take a survey of the judges that are judging them, and even the attorneys, which most are appointed, that's defending them, and the jury system that's judging them, it's majority white. My point is this, you have an opportunity to be sensitive to the fact that we are a majority in this community, yet we are not represented in this court. Now, to not be sensitive to that fact and appoint someone other than a minority is really, it's showing that you don't care or you're not sensitive to the process that's going on in this courthouse. It's nothing personal against Corey Crenshaw. It's just that you have an opportunity to do the right thing as commissioners, and I hope you reconsider this before you make this decision today. Thank you.
I'm always nice. I, again, have nothing against Mr. Crenshaw. I don't know him. But as Judge Luby Flores was one of our fine, distinguished minority judges, I wish we'd honor his memory by preserving this particular position for a minority candidate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In concordance with Mr. Jones, I'd like to thank him for that fine array of statistics that he referred to, so I won't bore you with a repeat of those. But I would like to also say that I'm not in objection to Mr. Crenshaw being appointed, but I do object to the fact that we are not considering a minority. And on behalf of we, the undersigned Democrats, the residents of Jefferson County, Texas, I wish to confirm our desire that an African American be appointed to the recent judiciary vacancy in County Court Law Number 2. It is our sincere belief that the community as a whole would be best served by acknowledging the need for diversity of our courts and our judiciary. We further believe that the county judiciary should be reflective of the diverse makeup of our county at large. Further, the failure of our county elected officials to be insensitive to this and not be sympathetic to the position held by the undersigned and many others, we do irreparably harm to the community. We thank you very much.
Ms. Stella Morrison, the Morrison & Morrison Law Firm.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you very much, Judge Brennick. I am not only here as a taxpaying citizen, but I'm here likewise as an attorney who's been practicing in this county for well over 40 years. In the 40 plus years that I have practiced law here, there have been no more than one to two blacks serving in the capacity as a prosecutor, an assistant district attorney. There have never been a black district attorney in the history of this county. Insofar as the judiciary, the court system is, for the first time in the history of our county, we appointed Judge Donald Floyd, the Commissioner's Court did that, and I can't remember the exact year that happened. But that happened only only as a result of the deceased Representative Al Price creating that seat in the legislature. We should not have had to go to that. We should never have to go to that. These are the reason why we elect you as our county fathers, to protect us, to serve us, and to oversee, and make sure that blatant disparity is not part of your agenda and won't be allowed as one of your agendas. This could have been corrected without the necessity of Representative Price having to create this seat and voted on by the legislators in the state of Texas, by the fathers that sits before us today. But it didn't happen that way. Subsequent to Judge Floyd being appointed by the Commissioner's Court after the creation of that seat by Representative Al Price, Judge Lupe Flores, who we, the Black Lawyers Association, have always considered a member of our association. I think Richard Hughes might be here. We allow him to come in some of our meetings because every now and then he was Black, but we consider him to be Black. But nonetheless, we look upon you guys to make sure that our community is strong, stand strong, be safe, and that we carry out the attitudes that we are now seeing for the last week or so on the various international news channel love that's being expressed throughout South Carolina. And that's going to take these people a long way, and it's going to have a positive impact on Americans in general. This is what we look up to you for. We ask that as the father of our country, that y'all take into consideration the percentage of every race that makes up this community, just make up this county, that y'all take into consideration, thank you, Your Honor, the fact that I don't know Mr. Crenshaw, never seen him before in my life, so it's nothing personal against him, but I don't even know if he's a taxpaying citizen in this county. That at least you're taking into consideration those who have been paying tax and doing all those things positive to make our community a better community. And this is what we would like to continue seeing in this county. Not someone who just dropped in for a split second, who I don't even know whether he pays taxes here, to be in charge of our judiciary. The judiciary is an extremely unfair system here. And that one of the only ways this can be corrected is by making it reflective of those people that actually makes up the county, those citizens. So I ask that you take that into consideration. And thank you for allowing me. Thank you.
Yes, Judge, Commissioners, Jefferson County residents. I made this motion, and I submitted it, and I have a reasoning for doing that. I would like to share with you today. I received letters, as many of us did, from several potential candidates seeking this appointment. Many on paper appeared to be very qualified. I only received a few that indicated that they would not run or seek this particular office in the next election cycle, which is paramount in my personal beliefs. And of those, I only received two that actually asked for an audience to come and sit down and talk to me and share with me their abilities, their qualifications, and the reasons why they were interested in this position. As I told the other candidates, the ones I did speak to, I have three primary concerns that I felt need to be addressed. The first one is the commitment from that candidate that he or she would not be filing to run for this office during the next election cycle, primarily because we need them in the bench taking care of the caseload, not out working on their campaign to get elected. Secondly, my preference is that they had prior experience in the courtroom, both prosecution and defense if possible, or at least one of the other, to know how the courtroom responds, and also potential judge prior judge experience. But most importantly to me is they would commit to administer the law in a fair, equitable, and unbiased manner so that the vast majority of the people would consider the individual selected as a fair and honorable person worthy of the trust bestowed them. Considering my personal principles, I have asked and selected Corey Crenshaw to support based on my commitments, and I received them from him absolutely, with absolutely nothing else influencing my decision. I will say that it is a minority position, and if the minority community feels this is extremely important, find you a great candidate and get them out there and elect them in the next cycle. Then you will have a person that has been elected by the majority of the people, and that's what we need to consider here today. Not a race, not a minority issue, but who we want to elect to hold this position in the future. Those are my reasons for selecting Corey Crenshaw. Thank you for your time.
Have we looked at all facets before we make this decision in reference to conflicts with Mr. Crenshaw and people come before the court?
I read a statute that was provided to me shortly before the commissioner's court meeting. I did not find that the statute would cause Mr. Crenshaw to have to recuse himself. Obviously, Judge Woods and other judges have come to from the district attorney's office and have taken positions in the judiciary, and so I don't see that as being a problem. But I will share my thought process, and this is no criticism of Mr. Crenshaw. He was not my first choice. Mr. Richard Hughes and Mr. Buddy Reynolds have been friends of mine for years. Obviously, as a result of those relationships, I had deep respect for them and thought that they had the temperament to be fair and impartial and act as members of the judiciary and do a good job. I am wholly and totally supportive of the Texas Open Meetings Act as passed by the Texas legislature 20 years ago. That act requires that all meetings of a deliberative body of the government be open to public input and view. It prevents me from speaking to more than one member of this court about an issue that comes before it unless we are in an open session. Obviously, there is a desire on the part of not only this court, but all courts across the commissioner's courts across the state of Texas to not engage in trashing people in front of in an open forum. And so, you can imagine that it would be extremely difficult to put up six or seven people's names for a position and come into a court and have them have ill comments be made about those who were soliciting the position. And that's certainly not our desire to ever air people's dirty laundry in a public forum. I did find out, but not until Friday morning when I was doing some research into the Attorney General's opinions, that it is possible for us to take applications and to have an executive or closed session to discuss the merits of those applications, and I hope that in the future that we will do such. However, because I was only able to speak to one member of my court about this issue, I think the first person was Commissioner Arnold, and everything else I got about the potential for an appointment to this position was by rumor, third hand from other people about what I heard. What I heard was that on my left there was not agreement about who the position should be awarded to for the remainder of the term, which is now going to be some 15 months. There was no two votes on my right either. And then last week, Judge Walston, who has been doing the county a great favor by pulling double duty, told me that because of the necessity that he attend to his own docket in the 58th State District Court, that he wouldn't be able to do it past this week. And of course, I was quite concerned, because if we don't have somebody in the sitting in the judge's chair in that county court at law number two, one of two bad things is going to happen. People are going to remain in jail, or people that should remain in jail are going to be released after their time runs up there. So I became a little bit concerned about what was going to happen next week whenever that position went vacant. I will say this, that I appreciate your comments, Mr. Jones. I don't in any way think that we don't care or being insensitive to the needs of the minorities. I think that what it is that Judge Flores has been passed away almost 2 months ago, and this is the first I've ever heard from the NAACP. The only communications I got about this position were two letters on behalf of Mr. Hughes, and many phone calls and personal visits about Mr. Crenshaw. So I've had no other input up until today about that position. But last week I learned, in the face of having a vacant bench, that there might possibly be two votes for Mr. Crenshaw on my right, to assure that there's somebody in that position that does have some understanding of the criminal law. I agreed with Commissioner Arnold that I would support him. I thought about this when I heard rumors on Friday about the potential that there might be two votes on my left for the same person, and I deliberated about it over the weekend, and at the end of the day, I made my commitment to Commissioner Arnold. I'm not going to change that. If my word to him is not good, then nothing about me is good. So I intend to vote for Mr. Crenshaw. Mr. Crenshaw, in addition to agreeing that you're not going to run for the position, will you also agree that you will allow personnel decisions in the court to be reserved for whoever ultimately is successful in the election next November?
Of course, sir.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Judge, commissioners, to say a few words on this item. You know, these decisions up here are never easy. They're never easy. And not everybody agrees with everything that a governing body will do or in terms of their decisions. I'm doing what and making a decision today, here in just a few moments, what I think's best for the county. And it may dissatisfy and disappoint some individuals. But at the end of the day, it's my decision to make. And I just hope that those individuals will come to terms with the decision that's made and we move forward together. We're not always going to agree up here on Commissioner's Court with each other. And we probably shouldn't. There has to be some discussion where there's different ideas and visions, because we each represent different areas of the county. We have different constituents. You know, I would just make note that this Commissioner's Court has appointed an African-American in the past. And I voted for that person to be appointed. And that should be noted. So I hope those individuals that are disappointed will just come to terms with the decision made and we all move forward together. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay. The ayes have it 3-2. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there any other item to be discussed without our taking action? If not, then we are adjourned.